This is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR, and we are all about finding a way to navigate life in a time of uncertainty together. I'm Jack Rodoligo. We are all now 3 months into this pandemic and about a month or so into the reopening of the economy. So tonight, here's my question. What is your new normal? Have you started venturing out beyond the grocery store? Are you doing summer-y or ish things? Are you seeing family, friends? Maybe you're sitting tight, wary of being exposed to COVID-19. What is your new normal at the start of this summer season? And how does normal really feel? Our number is 603-513-7700. Give us a call. First, this news. This is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR, where we try to help each other navigate daily life in this time of uncertainty. I'm Jack Rodoligo, live in Concord. Here's a question for you. Can you believe it is summer? Can you believe this pandemic started in the winter, and now it's 90 degrees like every day, and the pandemic continues? I don't know about you, but the last 3 months have been one of the most disorienting seasons of my life. So tonight, I'm going to ask you to reflect a little and think about all the changes in your life and come up with an answer to this question. What is your new normal? It could be really big picture. It could be really small. Remember, it was winter. Now it's summer. The economy closed. Now it's mostly open. The infection rate and death rates from COVID-19 in New Hampshire climbed up and up in the early spring, and now they appear to be inching back down, according to data I was just checking out from the state. I stress the word appear. So how does all of that impact the choices you are making every day? As the summer hits, what's your new normal? Where are you going, and where are you not going? Who are you seeing and who are you not seeing? How do you feel when you go out or see a friend or a family member? What is that like navigating those spaces? Call us to talk at 603-513-7700. Again, the number is 603-513-7700 or email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. You know, and I want to acknowledge that, you know, for some people, the new normal might be the same as whatever the new normal was on April 1st. Maybe you are really hesitant to change because of the fear of the virus, what it could do to you or someone you love. Maybe you lost that job and you still don't have one and you're still stuck with that new normal. We want to hear from you, too. What's your new normal? New Hampshire Calling is live and our phone number is 603-513-7700. Again, it's 603-513-7700. Email us your new normal at nhcalling@nhpr.org. I've got a guest who's on Zoom who's going to be hanging out with me for the show, and he's been on the show before. I'm really psyched that he's back. Anthony Poor, Executive Director of New Hampshire Humanities. Anthony, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Big Daddy Jack. Appreciate it.
Thank you for that. For acknowledging. Are you guys getting that feedback? Okay. Hold on a second. Anybody? Can we fix that or no? Anthony, hang on a second. We're going to go to a caller, and then we'll come right back to you. We've got someone on the line right now, but just stay with us, and we'll try to fix that feedback. Can we go to Adam, who's on the line from Concord?
Hi there.
Hey, Adam. Welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to be on.
Yeah, so we're talking about new normal. What's going on with you?
So I'd say my new normal is really just like thinking a little bit more about other people than ever before. My dad passed away this summer because of COVID. And to go home and see anyone in my family or visit or, you know, interact with anyone, I did like the full aggressive quarantine, didn't leave my condo for weeks on end because I was so concerned with bringing this virus to my parents or bringing it back. And then when I came back home to New Hampshire, I again aggressively stayed inside, did not leave my condo. I just would not interact with anybody for this fear that I had of passing this on to anybody knowingly or unknowingly. I then got tested, was negative, and started kind of reintroducing myself to the world. and was a little bit surprised by how open people were to just interact with me as normal, knowing that I had such close firsthand experience with this virus. And it's been a little weird to kind of continue to open up. Like, I go out now, I play golf weekly, I let everybody know my situation and try and keep my distance. I walk and I do everything that I can, that I feel is, like, manageable to protect myself and anybody else. But it's been interesting to see, how other people have reacted to that space or not needed it at all, and kind of how people vary.
Huh. And so it sounds like you're seeing, first of all, I'm so sorry about your father. And it sounds like you're seeing a disconnect between, you know, you've got a pretty serious experience firsthand with COVID and your father's passing. But it sort of sounds like there's a bit of a bubble between you as someone who affected this really, who is affected by this really deeply, and others who maybe it's a little more removed for.
Yeah. And you can see it almost happening too. My sister works in Boston and I have a friend who works up here. The two of them are both dealing with COVID units and their experiences are wildly different. So you can just see how easily it can happen. And I think a lot of people maybe don't get that sort of multi-level view, and it's just, this is how they feel, or this is what they've known and seen of the virus, and that's sort of how they behave. And I think, you know, if people can take a little bit of a step back, like I've been trying to, you know, let people know that I've interacted and let people know that I've been to New York for recently.
Yeah.
I feel like if more people just kind of took a second to think about those things, I don't know, it might be easier for people to understand the scope of all this.
Yeah. And Adam, let me just ask you, tell us something about your dad.
My dad, he drove me to hockey events for the better part of my life, waking himself up at, you know, 4 a.m, dressing a tiny kid, doing everything he could for me just to, you know, give me a chance to have the life that I wanted. Ultimately, he was somebody that I look up to, and I will miss him greatly.
Mm. Thanks for calling in, Adam. We really appreciate hearing from you.
Anytime. Glad to be part of the conversation.
Absolutely. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico. And our question tonight is, what is your new normal? We're 3 months into this pandemic, right? The lockdowns started in this state in March. It is now summer. And the economy is pretty much reopened, pretty much. Beaches are open. People are starting to try to navigate a new normal, whether that's seeing people you haven't seen in a while, even if just outside. What have you done that you weren't doing 3 months ago? What's your new normal as the summer approaches and we are still in the midst of a pandemic? Does the threat still feel real to you, or are you changing your behavior because you feel safer? Call us at 603-513-7700. Again, it's 603-513-7700. You can also email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Can't wait to hear from you. And I'm going to go back now to Anthony Poor. Anthony, let's try this again. Welcome back to New Hampshire Calling. Good to hear from you. Let's take Anthony off mute.
We get that all taken care of.
Yeah, I think so. Man, it's the magic of live radio. It's the magic of live radio. Okay, so once again, we've had you on the show before. It's good to have you back, Executive Director of New Hampshire Humanities. And, you know, let's talk about your new normal for a second here. Like, what did April 1st look like versus, like, what does it look like now? You know, what are you changing? What are you not changing?
Well, I mean, I thought about this question all day, Jack. I mean, for me, the bigger question is, what part of my life hasn't changed? You know, every aspect of my life has changed. My personal life, my professional life, my social life, my church-going life. I can't think of an aspect of my life that hasn't changed. So when I try to think about what is my new normal is this, is learning how to live with and in uncertainty. Because from where I'm at now to where I was then, I almost feel as uncertain about the future as I did then. And, you know, you project forward go back 3 months, you go, my goodness, why is that? So it sounds a little daunting to say that. It's honest. But as you suggested earlier, as we navigate this new normal suggests we're on the other side of this. Seems to me we're pretty much in it. And so I'm trying to navigate when and how do I go to the grocery store? You know, my daughter's spending time, group activities, how we navigate that. It's an uncertain future, and one that it's difficult to plan one's life around.
Yeah, yeah. I want to ask the audience one more time. You know, are you we're 3 months into this pandemic. It is summer. Are you venturing out a bit more than you were in March? Did you go to the beach yet? Did you go to a lake? Are you starting to see friends or family? When you see them, how do you see them? What do you do? How do you navigate that? Do you do a handshake or a hug, or do you just have to be satisfied with waving across the yard? Give us a call to talk. We'd like to hear from you. 603-513-7700. Again, 513-7700. Anthony, like, this is for me, it's like this combination, like you're saying, of uncertainty. Everything is different, right? And, trying to get used to this sort of new normal, whatever that means. But there are things I am doing that I was not comfortable doing a few months ago. So, for example, like, I have three sisters. One of them lives near Boston, and she has come up with her husband and two of my nieces, and we did a bike ride, and that felt safe. It was a warm day. It was black fly season, so there was that, you know, but like we did that. And, you know, my wife and I, like, we had a plan to leave town for a week, and we did that. We went to a kind of remote place where we saw some friends but didn't really interact with people. You know, I feel like the social thing, if there's one thing that's changing for me in this summer in terms of the pandemic and the risks I'm taking, it's the social interactions. Like, I'm starting to have certain social interactions I was not comfortable with before, and now I'm trying to get comfortable with them. You know what I'm saying?
I do. I mean, similar perspective. I find that in this new normal that my social interactions may be less, but they're deeper. And for example, my partner, she and I we've kind of taken to do-it-yourself projects.
Yeah.
You know, another weekend we might be here. We'll be at the beach, or we'll be at Two Shares, or we might be here visiting with friends. Now we find ourselves walking around trying to figure out what we can build, paint, and kind of make a little knickknack to put around the house, if you will.
Yeah.
These are things I would never have done in the past.
You're not a DIY guy?
No, but I have to say, you know, flea market swap, I might have to take... I might have to enter the wind, Jack. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. No, same. I mean, I have never been like, I'm someone who resents home ownership more than anything. I am grateful for it, but it's also like, man, what a chore. And I'm like all about it now because it becomes fun. It becomes something, you know, especially if you have a family and I've got a son, who's four, and, you know, my wife's been out of work because she's a teacher. You know, it's something for all of us to do outside together. And it's just out of the house. We're lucky enough to have a yard and, you know, to be on the outskirts of Concord with some woods. But yeah, those projects, man, like, I have never been so grateful for a series of projects in my life. This kind of thing I would normally avoid at all costs. I mean, if you're listening right now and you're that kind of person that is like, diving into the new thing, or like, what is that new normal? I really want to hear from people who are figuring out a way to see their parents or figuring out a way to see their grandkids, because I think the intergenerational component of this is huge. Like, are you on the younger or older end of a family relationship where you are the vulnerable person, or you love the vulnerable person and you want to see them? And you're just trying to figure out how to do it safely. Have you done that yet? Are you planning to do it? Call us to tell us that story. 603-513-7700. That's 513-7700. We'll be back in just a moment with more of your calls and more conversation. This is New Hampshire Calling. Stay with us. Welcome back. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico. We are a pop-up show from NHPR where we help each other navigate daily life in this time of uncertainty. We are live. We want to hear from you next. Here is what we are talking about. What is your new normal? Now that the summer's here and, you know, the economy's reopened, What are the specific things that you are doing that you have not done for the last few months? Are you seeing people? When you see them, how do you see them? Where do you see them? Have you got a grandparent or a parent that you have wanted to connect with and you're tired of Zoom and you are getting together in person? Or are you going past the grocery store? Are you going to just a new store that you haven't been to in a while? What are you focusing on that's getting you out of the house? What's new for you in your routine this summer in this pandemic? Now that we got all this warm weather, call us at 603-513-7700. That's 603-513-7700. You can also email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. Okay, Anthony Poor. And we've got a couple calls on the line. We're going to be talking about family. But yeah, I just want to reemphasize that point. Like, you know, have you... do you have any of those family relationships where, you know, intergenerational, or do you know folks who are like, you know, avoiding the contact with the older family member, or are the older family member who's been a little isolated and now that's changing a little bit? Like maybe people are seeing each other in the backyard or in a public place. Like, is that part of your life?
It's not part of my life because my grandparents have since passed, but yeah. It's, you know, I'm in that generation, or it's part of my friend's life. I see it every day.
Yeah.
And it is changing. I mean, I think, what I've noticed, I've observed, is the level of urgency is starting to decrease, and so people are still starting to come together, as we've seen the cases here kind of be steady, but a number of them still haven't even seen their or just seeing them for the first time in 3 months.
Yeah.
So I think people are starting to reconnect. And that, what you mentioned earlier, I think that is so important. Those intergenerational relationships, mm-hmm. You know, grandparent to a grandchild, those are things you can never replace, right? Even in the context of Zoom or a phone call.
Yeah.
Those are the people I think about. You know, I wish my daughters could spend time with their grandmother, but they can't. Why? Because she has, you know, issues. And so, you know, we don't want to expose her potentially to the virus. And so we haven't been able to see her and my children.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Well, we there's a few folks on the line with stories, something along those lines. Let's go to Patty in North Sutton. Hey, Patty, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I feel really guilty. I'm not having a hard time at all.
Okay.
I have lived alone for a number of years. I have a couple of dogs. I have a couple of porches. I have friends we're all pretty careful.
Yeah.
I went out to supper the other night in Somerville, Mass, with my grandson and family. You know, so I'm not feeling the way I think a lot of people are. Meanwhile, I'm feeling really guilty about the fact that I don't feel that way. How about that?
Huh. And Patty, so is life changing for you now as opposed to the way it was in the spring when the pandemic first hit and we all had to be at home a little bit more? Are you tweaking, or has this been the same way for you all the way through?
It's been pretty much the same way. I've always worked up until this past year. I got really sick, you know, blah, 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 blah. So I'm perfectly happy. I was just sitting outside, and I thought, you know, I think I'll call you because it's not as horrible as I think a lot of people feel that it is. And I have very good friends, and I've got together with them, too.
Yeah.
You know, very carefully.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Patty, thanks for calling in. We appreciate hearing from you.
Oh, thanks so much. It's a great program.
Thanks so much. Let's go now to Mike, who's calling from Rochester. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show.
For having me on.
Yes, absolutely. Good to hear from you. So tell me about what's your new normal, or what's tweaking or changing for you in your routine.
Yeah, you brought up the whole thing about grandparents, so that struck a nerve right away, because we do have a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old grandchildren. My son and his wife, they live about 20 minutes away, so it's not like they're right next door. Also, we have the added complexity of my wife works for an elder care facility, so she has hypervigilant outside of work, and that means I have to be as well. Mm-hmm. And then my daughter-in-law has an underlying condition that would put her in a bad way if she were to contract COVID. So, you know, there's concern all the way around. So we practiced at the onset of this, we practiced the distancing, you know, phone calls, that was about it. As things started to lighten up, we've done the driveway visits where we'll pull up, we'll step out of the car, they'll come outside, they'll stand next to the house, we'll chat. Maybe my son will walk us around the property, show us some projects he's done or whatever type of stuff, keeping the distance. But, yeah, it's been tough because we don't get to do activities with them like we normally would. I used to love to just escape with one or both of my grandkids and go off and do some activity with them.
Grandpa stuff.
Yeah, and we can't do that.
Yeah, and you can't I've gotten together with some family. I got a lot of nieces and nephews, and you can't touch anybody, right?
Right.
I mean, with the grandkids, is that hard for you and for them?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, it just, it's kind of gets in the heart a little bit. You know, it's kind of like the physical contact is, you know, really missed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mike, thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate hearing from you.
Great show.
Thanks very much. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're talking tonight about your new normal. Now that we are in the summer of this pandemic, we've got warm weather. I want to hear from people who are venturing out to see family and friends. Are you doing it? How are you doing it? How are you managing those moments with, you know, the niece or grandkid that wants to run up and give you a hug? Or are you the grandkid and you want to get closer to that grandparent? How are you managing these interactions? Are you doing that? You're venturing out to see family and friends in this new world that we're in this summer. Call us to tell us your story. 603-513-7700. Again, 603-513-7700. Or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. Anthony Poor, have you altered your shopping routine, right? Because for the long time, we went to the grocery stores. I've been like grocery store, hardware store, pretty much the only places I've gone. But like, are there new stores? Are there new places you're going and spending your money in a physical space where you were not a few months ago?
Yes.
Okay.
So, as you know, I live in Manchester, New Hampshire, and I have been doing my biweekly grocery shopping in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay.
So, again, as I share with you,
we got our line frozen there for a second. And Anthony, are you there?
I'm there.
Okay,
I'm
sorry. I missed. I the last thing I heard was Lancaster. Keep going from there.
I've changed my routine, and so now I go Mondays at 7 a.m. Every other weekend, I'm in Lancaster, New Hampshire, doing my grocery shopping, keeping it cool and bringing it back to Manchester when I come back into work. I'm there every other weekend for hiking or for something, and it just makes sense. There's nobody there. My exposure rates are limited, and it's just become a part of my new normal in terms of living. So absolutely.
Yeah.
I've changed my shopping patterns.
Yeah. Well, okay, so speaking of going out to someplace other than the grocery store, we're going to bring in a couple more voices here who've been on the show before. I'm really excited to have back. Anthony Poor, I'll introduce you to Anthony Harris, as well as Shaquanda Allen, who are also on Zoom with us here. Welcome to both of you for being back. Good to see you. Good. I know you're all hustling to the Zoom because you're working right now. Hey, how are you both?
We are great. We cannot complain. Thanks for having us on.
Oh, good. It's good to see your faces.
We have a client right now, so our mask is still on.
Yes.
We
so
still have a client.
You're both. So hold on. So you both got your masks on. You're both in your hair salon in Manchester right now.
With
a client. That's right. Roots Natural Hair Salon in Manchester. We had you both on a show that we talked about, hey, the economy's reopening. What's changing in your life? Are you going to go to a store? I'm kind of curious as business owners, as a hairstylist and a business owner and a married couple doing this together, like what are you perceiving about the stories of the people that are coming in to get their hair done? Like, are you seeing a lot of people who it's like, man, this is the first time I'm getting out? Or, you know, what are you hearing from your clients?
The first thing I hear is thank you for being open. a lot of people have been in quarantine for a long time, so they're just great to be outside most of the time. Yep. The other thing is now they can get their hair done, so they feel even better about themselves, even though they're going to stay inside. So it's okay.
Yeah, yeah, you're giving that, that confidence boost, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Change your lives. Change your lives. One head at a time.
One head at a time. Yeah. And how about for both of you? I mean, like, what the last time we talked, you were like, we're not doing anything new. We're going to work, but we're not changing much else. Has anything changed? Are you going places that you were not going in the spring?
Well, we were for a while when it first hit, we were like locked down.
Yeah.
Work, home, that's it. Shower, get everything off of us. As we start grocery shopping and seeing, most people aren't even out anyway.
Yeah.
And most people, what we've come in contact with, have their mask on, proper protective gear. And we just stay sanitized. And as we seen it, we started saying, you know what, let's go out a little bit and see. So as you know, we just came back from Jones Beach.
In New York?
It was empty. Pretty empty. It was there's not a lot of people there.
I'll just say, Anthony, the interesting, I'm from Long Island originally. I grew up going to Jones Beach, and Jones Beach is like this time of year. I mean, it's like the massive public beach that people from all the way from New York City will come out to go to. There's highways basically built just to take people to Jones Beach.
Yes.
And you go and it's like empty.
And it's empty. I mean, you got a couple of splashes of people here and there, but
yeah,
for the most
definitely
part,
6 feet apart.
For
the most part, the beach was pretty empty. I mean, you know, Jones Beach is usually millions of people there. Now, I mean, I could probably maybe 50 to 100 people at the most.
Yeah, Anthony Poor, I want to bring you in here. I mean, I feel like I have this experience where I go certain places and they're packed. Maybe it's like a trailhead or something like that. Like, I went to go strawberry picking with my family this weekend, and there were so many cars. And we had this moment, my wife and I, conversation with my son of like, this is how we're going to do this. This is how we're going to be safe. And then you go other places like Anthony Chiquanda describing, and there's no one there, and you just feel liberated, right? I mean, that's some of the, goes back to that theme of uncertainty you're talking about. You know, you want to do something new right now because it's summer, but you don't know what you're going to see when you get there.
But you know, exactly.
Now, a lot of the time is a lot of people are still into their old ways where they want to go out and do stuff like restaurants and amusement parks. And I feel like the other day when we went to the beach, that's why everybody want to go out to strawberry picking and stuff where they're going to see a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't think that you're going to be at the beach at this time.
Yeah.
And I just feel like everyone's real cautious right now.
Yeah.
You know, because especially if you personally or no one you know has contacted the COVID, it's hard to personalize and to get so super serious about it. And it's so easy to throw it off like, man, it's not going to happen to me. You know, so we just feel like since it was dying down, we'll just test the waters. And as we start going to the grocery store more often and going out to shop a little bit, we've seen that not a lot of people are out anyway. And we're just going to stay protected. But we also want to live. It's like it's a really delicate balance that you have to walk around these streets with these days.
At the end of the day, our clients are the first thing in mind. So when we go out, we make sure we have our masks, we have our gloves on. So if something does happen, we're not bringing it back to Roots.
Yeah, that's right.
And then that's another thing, because we are responsible for other people's lives.
Right.
You know, so as a company, we don't have the luxury to just go out and be out. We have to take care of ourselves. We have to stay protected because people are coming to us and with the hopes that we are protected and they won't contact anything from us.
Right.
So it's a delicate balance right now.
Yeah. Anthony Poor, did you want to jump in?
I was just saying that this idea of like living in uncertainty and trying to find new things. I mean, what I found with my daughters, particularly those things that are family activities, I find there's just people there because people are just itching to get out. They're looking for alternative things to do that are family oriented that they can do and they can spend time with. But again, I'll hit a trailhead, you know, Mount Prospect this last weekend, hit a trail. There's nobody there and it is liberating. You know, you're not walking around with a mask. It feels like the Rona, as I call it, never existed. And you can sit there and you can just enjoy yourself in peace and not be bothered. So it's hit or miss. And so, again, that's why, you know, be a good Boy Scout. Be prepared. And so yeah, I walk around with my mask. I keep it on my hip, you know. And if I walk into a situation where I feel a little less uncomfortable, I mask up. I appreciate your point, sir. The idea, even as an employer like myself, you know, we have to put the needs of our constituents and our staff. And that's what makes this living with uncertainty even more difficult, because the limited amounts of information that we have to operate with.
Yeah.
The one thing we do know, the worker, wash your hands, physical distancing, and masks.
Yeah. So, Anthony and Chiquanda, before I let you go, first of all, what's your client doing right now while you guys are talking? They're being patient.
He's relaxing over here. Say hi to the people.
She looks good. She looks good. Before we let you,
she's getting beautified. It's more like a family.
Right. It's relaxed. Before I let you both go, you know, looking ahead for the rest of the summer, what are there any other specific ways you're thinking about changing your routines that feel safe to you, or are you in your comfort zone now?
Our thing is find exclusive locations that no one don't know about, and that's where we're going to hang out at.
We're not in I wouldn't call it a comfort zone. Because every tomorrow's uncertain. We don't know if this COVID thing is going to, because everyone is out, is going to come back with a vengeance, or it's going to dissipate. So we have to be, like I said before, because we are employers, we have to take the precautions as if it was going to come back. And we have to walk around like that. It's sad to say, we keep the best attitude possible and keep a smile on our faces, but the COVID-19 is real and it exists. So we got to take the precautions as if it does, so that we don't contract it and we don't have anyone else contract it. So as far as our routine, it's going to change. We're going to change our routine, how COVID changes.
I tell my clients, get used to smiling with your eyes.
That's great. Anthony Harris and Chiquanda Allen, why you don't have your own radio show, I don't know, but we'll just keep inviting you back onto NHPR in the meantime. But
we don't mind. We love you,
I see that.
Owner. Anthony Court, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate you, Anthony Harris.
But I appreciate both of you coming on. That's the owner and stylist of Roots Natural Hair Salon in Manchester. Thanks to you both. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Jack, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Stay blessed and humble.
Take care.
Well, now, your listeners can't see this, but you can. You know, I've got this Rona fro going on here. You know, I haven't seen the one side of a barbershop since early March.
Right.
So how quick can I get an appointment down there at Roots?
I would say Google them and call them. They're already off the line back to their client. But, you know, are you a braid man? Have you done braids?
I'm not. Back in the day when my hair was a bit longer and the afro was a little bit bigger,
Yeah.
But it needs to grow a little bit further than that.
Yeah, okay. Well, let them know. Consult with them. They're the professionals.
Gotcha.
We want to hear from you next. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. But remember, the conversation is about your new normal. What are you doing that you were not doing just a few weeks or months ago? Is there someone you are going out to see now? Is there a place you are going that you didn't want to go to before and now you're going? Call us to tell us your story at 603-513-7700. That's 603-513-7700. Stay with us. Welcome back. This is New Hampshire Calling, pop-up show from Keene, where we help each other navigate daily life in this time of uncertainty. I'm Jack Rodolico. We are live in Concord. I want to let you know what we're going to do on the show tomorrow night. You can always send your ideas, your stories, your thoughts in advance. You know, we are in this time where we had a pandemic, and now we have a burgeoning civil rights movement on top of that pandemic, or within it. And we've talked about both of those things on the show. And so here's a question moving forward in this time of uncertainty for tomorrow night. Are you an optimist or are you a pessimist? Are you optimistic about the way things are going, or are you pessimistic? What's giving you hope? What's taking it away from you right now? That's going to be the theme on New Hampshire Calling tomorrow night. You can always send your thoughts in advance at nhcalling@nhpr.org. You can record a voice memo on your phone and send it to that email address. Again, nhcalling@nhpr.org, or call us to leave a voicemail at 603-513-7700. And right now, we are talking about the new normal. We want to know, what is it that you're doing now in the summer during this pandemic that you are not willing to do in the spring? Are there people you're venturing out to see? How are you seeing them? Where are you seeing them? Are there places you are going? Or are you not changing anything? Do you fear for your safety or someone's safety who's close to you, and you're saying, nope, I'm not changing anything this summer. I'm sitting tight. How are you? What's your new normal as the summer approaches? What are you trying to do differently or not? 603-513-7700. That's 603-513-7700, or email nhcalling@nhpr.org. Anthony Poor of New Hampshire Humanities, welcome back. It's good to have you on the show. Man, they're a lot of fun, right? Anthony and Shaquanda in Manchester.
They're a ton of fun. Thanks for there's Ali. There's my dog.
There's your dog.
That's my dog. Sorry about that. Yeah, they're tons of fun. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I know where their shop is. I got to stop in there and visit with them sometime soon.
Yeah, they're cool. Let's go to the phones. We have Kate on the line from Keene. Hey, Kate, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what's the new normal with you?
Well, a new unexpected lovely thing that has happened out of all of this terrible pandemic stuff is that my mom and I are now having lunch every week. And, you know, we've always been close, and she's a senior and has been feeling a little bit socially isolated. So we've made a point of every single week we get together for lunch one day.
And do you
and
go to
very
you,
sweet and nice.
Are you going to her house?
We trade back and forth. She hosts and then I host. And we're both staying as socially isolated as we can so that she's not exposed to anything that I might be exposed to bring anything to her.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, I'll go over to her apartment. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah, I'm sorry. And so you've been doing this for a while now. How has it evolved over time, particularly in terms of, like, any physical contact? Do you keep your 6 feet? Has that 6 feet gotten smaller over time?
No, we actually both have long enough kitchen tables that, you know, we bleach stuff down before we go to each other's houses, and we sit on either end of a table and just have a nice lunch together.
That's really nice.
Very sweet.
And so yeah. You're in Keene. Is she in Keene as well?
She is.
Yeah. And you know, does she have many other people to interact with in person?
She has a very close best friend that is also local, and a lot of my siblings are also local that email and text and everything every day, but I'm probably the one person that she sees the most regularly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Kate, thanks so much for calling in. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Let's go now to Bob on the line. Hey, Bob, welcome to the show.
Deering, New Hampshire.
Sorry, you're in Deering?
Yep.
Oh, great. Bob and Deering, thanks so much for clarifying. What's the new normal for you? What are your thoughts?
Well, the new normal for me is that we're going to end up, and I know this is pessimistic, but we're going to fall back into the same trap that we were in just a little while ago, and probably even a greater one. And some of the greatest minds in the world who study this stuff have told people that's what's going to happen if we move too quickly and getting doors open and trying to get things back to normal.
Bob, you're saying that in terms of COVID and the way it spread previously, you're concerned that, you know, this reopening and sort of trying to create a new normal is going to put us back where we were in terms of infections and things like that. Is that what you're saying?
And maybe even worse.
So how has that impacting you in your daily life? Like, are you staying home? Are you changing anything?
I'm staying home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'm still bunkered down in the woods.
And are you, like, you know, where do you go? Grocery store? Anyplace else?
I do. I go to a grocery store, and I make a phone call and have stuff delivered up to my car.
Okay. And last question for you, Bob. Are you thinking about how long you plan to not change anything? Like, what needs to change for you to change something?
I'm not going to change anything until I see this level of the pandemic going way down and we come into an area where we have a vaccine.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for calling, Bob. We appreciate hearing from you. And talk to you soon, okay?
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Bye. Anthony Poor. Yeah. So, like, do you have a thought before I ask you a question?
Well, I do, but I was thinking actually kind of a fun thought. So sometimes we think about this topic. Sometimes we think about some of the negative impacts on us. But what are some of the positive? I know one of the positive impacts that the recent pandemic has brought is the it's limited my spending.
Mm-hmm.
So the positive impacts on the budget has been, that's the one positive I can say I can point to in terms of a new normal. My spending has decreased.
Yeah.
Which has had a positive impact on my budget. So,
yeah, well, and this, and also sometimes in this moment, it's like, I feel like people are seeing the same thing as either positive or negative, depending on their perspective, right? So we've got Bob who's saying, I'm not changing anything, right? I'm going to stay hunkered down at home as much as possible. I've also talked to people who agree, who are also concerned that we might see a spike again in the future. And so they're saying, I'm going to get out now while I can, you know, I want to get my kid out of the house. I want to go while it seems like the risk is lower. I'm not saying that the risk is lower. It's just these are people's perceptions, you know. But like this whole view of like what is a positive and what is a negative, you know, it's so subjective, you know, in what this pandemic has done to our lives.
I always say it's all about one's perspective. And I think that's what you're saying, too. You know, your perspective kind of chart the way. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, I was just thinking about just talking about this not too long ago, which is, you know, just that change in their spending patterns, where we shop, how we shop, and how much we shop. You know, it's just dropped. And for me, it's the one positive thing. It's been on the budget.
Yeah.
And it's increased my ability to save for my daughter's college.
Yeah. Good for you. That's you're going to need the money for that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
We've got time for one more call and someone we wanted to invite back on the show and is on the line now. Michelle, are you on the line?
How are you?
I'm good, Michelle. I'm so glad to hear your voice again.
Yeah. I'm so glad everything's getting back to normal.
Oh, good.
I am really so sick. I watched my granddaughter through her cell phone. She was born May 1st.
Oh.
And I haven't been able to hold her except for Saturday. I was able to finally get to legitimately meet her in person.
Oh, my goodness.
I saw her birth through, you know, FaceTiming.
Wow. Michelle, and before we get too much further, you called our show a while ago. We love talking to you, so we had you back, and we're having you back again. The few things I really do know about you in terms of who you are, you work at Hannaford's in Concord. You live in Manchester. We've chatted a lot about how you work with a lot of folks who are a lot younger than you, like teens and maybe early 20s there. And now you went and saw your grandchild for the first time this past weekend?
Yep. She came to see me. She came because for Father's Day, my son surprised my husband and me and brought her over. So I was finally able to hold her for the first time.
What's her name?
Arabella.
Arabella. And you were able. So just talk about, and she was born May 1st.
Yes.
Unreal. Yep. So what is that moment like? What was that moment like for you where, you know, you've been seeing her on FaceTime
amazing.
And then you're holding her?
Yep. It's amazing. It's like, you know, they were just so scared to bring her over because being I work with the public
mm-hmm.
and so I could contract anything. So I wasn't even, I mean, about to even want to see her.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I didn't want to, but I didn't want to be, you know, putting my her at risk. So we did a lot of FaceTiming and everything, and out of the blue, my son showed up this weekend and surprised my husband for Father's Day.
With my granddaughter. This was a total surprise to you, huh?
Yep.
And what went into your, is this your daughter and your son-in-law?
My son and my daughter-in-law.
Your son, your daughter-in-law. Do you know what went into their calculation with why they decided to make this change right now? Like what, why were they comfortable, you know, bringing, you know, having this physical interaction?
Because they knew how cautious we are. We are very cautious. I mean, I have another son that was at home with me. And me and my husband are not young. We are old. So, I mean, if I was to put myself in any predicament, then they wouldn't have, you know. If they knew that we weren't so cautious about this disease and took it as serious as it was, you know, then they wouldn't have, you know, took the chance to bring her around. They knew that we took this virus serious, that we, you know, kept ourselves protected, you know, made sure everything was disinfected in the house, you know, just really took the virus serious. They would never have brought her over. But they see the way that me and my husband, you know, that we took this really seriously. And, I mean, the negative about it is we're going to lose our hazard pay, but I mean, but other than that, I mean, I'm back working in Hanford to go. Our orders are gone back up to normal. The hours of the store back to normal. The only thing is we're still wearing face masks. I guess that's a CDC order or whatnot, but I would do it anyways. I think I would still wear one just until they can find a vaccination for this.
And Michelle, in terms of your granddaughter, Arabella, right?
Yeah.
Are you now, because you got together in person once, are you making plans to do it again? Or are you going to step way back again and just do virtual?
No, we're going to make it a family affair every Sunday. You know, for her to come over. We're going to make it, because those are the days me and my husband have off, is Sundays. So we make it a family day. And I, you know, I cook dinner for the whole family, and we just spend that time together.
Yeah. And did I hear you say, Michelle, that you saw your granddaughter's birth on FaceTime?
Yeah. Elliot was very, very good on allowing me, my daughter-in-law's grandmother, her mother, and two other people got to watch the birth from start to finish.
FaceTime.
It was amazing.
Wow. And as a grandma, that must have been pretty great to be in the room.
Yes, it was, because that was our biggest fear, because she was all upset because they, at first, thought it was going to be a problem with even allowing my son to be there. But that went out the window. And then we were all upset because, I mean, we understood, but we were, like, very disappointed because we were like, oh, we really wanted to see her born. And then my son just called me out of the blue.
Yep.
And he added to me to a FaceTime, and I'm like, hi, buddy, what's up? And he's like, it's time.
It's time
I'm
to...
Like, oh. I was so excited.
Man, he's really into the big gestures,
yes,
the big surprises.
He is.
No kidding. Michelle, it is awesome to have you back on the show. I'm so glad to hear your voice again. And congratulations on your granddaughter and getting to meet her in person for the first time.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Anthony Poor?
Yes, sir.
We got to wrap up pretty quickly here. We spent a lot of time with Michelle because she's a dynamo. But, there it is, right? That's what we were talking about, that intergenerational thing, right? And people are trying to figure out how to step forward.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. Hey, before I forget, I do want to give one shout. I want to say thanks to Adam, you know, the first caller today. You know, and for him for sharing his story. You know, he really touched me. And I just want to say thanks, Adam, for sharing your story. And you're a heck of a guy. I bet his dad is a heck of a guy, too.
Yeah, yeah, and the range, right? We start with a call of someone who lost someone to COVID, and we end on a grandma who's got a brand new baby in the family and got to meet her for the first time. So that's a good show as far as I'm concerned. Thanks.
Hey, Jack,
for, yes.
The circle of life.
Thank you, Anthony Poor, Executive Director of New Hampshire Humanities. Thanks to everyone who called in tonight. New Hampshire Calling tonight was the board was operated by Ed Bruder. Pete Nakos is our community engagement producer. Corey Princell is NHPR's managing editor. Maureen McMurray is our show's executive producer. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico. And remember, we are all in this together.